Well, it's a delight to be here. This is my first visit, and I've really enjoyed our stay so far.
Ambassador, I must admit that I thought I wanted to ask you about the Arab Spring on this, the fifth anniversary, and what we may have learned from that. But what I learned from your remarks at the Frank Church Conference is that it's your sense that this is only the end of the first act.
At best, it's the end of the first act. I think that realistically speaking, we should anticipate another 10, 15, 20 years for this really to sort out.
Does that mean that you anticipate another wave, or do you sense that, there's an aging out within the Arab Spring?
I think that basically what we're going to see is another wave. If there's not a change in their circumstance, if there's not any change in the social climate, then I think that people will once again feel compelled to come out in the street and protest.
And when you help us look through a more accurate lens, you also remind us not to take this too personally. This is not about the U.S.
This is, I think for Americans, this is maybe the hardest thing to come around to, and that is the idea that these are people who are really protesting and really seeking change in their own societies for their own reasons. It's a very introspective, it's a very internal kind of a process, and I don't think that they're influenced terribly by how the outside world perceives.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about comments from another participant at the conference, and that came from Stephen Schlesinger, who pointed to his essay, Why ISIS May Be on the Verge of Collapse.
And I think I think that for a large to a large extent, I agree with him. It's hard to measure as you're going through the process. I do believe that that we will succeed in eliminating or limiting the capacity of that organization over time. The question is what comes next. Are we going to simply see the next group come along, maybe more violent, maybe more aggressive than even ISIL? Or are we going to begin to move towards a more stable, more secure environment where the ability of these organizations to take root in these societies will be eliminated?
And to that end, I'm intrigued by your quoting the philosopher and historian Isaiah Berlin.
Yes, that nothing straight ever comes out of the crooked timber of humanity. And I think that this is true. I think that it's a reflection of the fact that this is going to be a very long and bumpy road. It's not going to be perfect solutions. It's not going to be a straight line on a graph. We are going to have good moments and bad moments. But ultimately, I do believe and I am optimistic that we'll be able to succeed.